Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This holiday season, I'll be giving thanks to all my friends at Manscaped. You know, everybody loves turkey and stuffing, but you'll be looking like the dessert with the help of Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have now blessed you with the ultimate Thanksgiving dinner topic. Tell your in-laws about your new cutting-edge ball trimmer and gift yourself or a man in your life the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Trim your pumpkins by going to manscaped.com and using promo code Bubba for free shipping and 20% off. No hygiene routine is complete without Manscaped's signature deodorant as well. It's a couple of swipes of this and you'll be feeling so crisp. Gifting Manscaped is the ultimate hack to become the family favorite. Again, 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. Again, 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com.
I got a hard 15. Well, actually, when I'm hard, I'm more like 6.
Oh.
But I think I got a hard 15 start time. Blitz is probably shoot style hard 9, maybe 10. What are you, Lummy? Hard.
Depends how fat I am at the time. Between 6, 6 and a half.
You're supposed to measure from your asshole, right?
Oh, so 8 and a half?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Measure from your asshole. welcome to the Bubba After Show, Thursday, December 8th, 2022. Lummy, it's you and Rhett today at noon have the Hogan over embellishes
the right
one, or says or kind of lies about a spud. That the Undertaker gave him, that the Undertaker claims he did not spud him.
Yeah, his
the whole big spud, yeah, spud gate. Yeah. What is so fucking?
I think she's laughing so about the asshole measure.
Do you know why?
That was funny.
Do you know why?
That was really funny.
No. Do you know why she's laughing?
Why?
Because they've done it before.
What have we done?
You have measured his asshole. You've measured his cock from his asshole before, and that's why it's such an inside idiot. The only two people that are really just incessantly can't even control themselves laughing are you two, because you're the only two that know what the inside joke is.
Isn't that the little clip on the end of the fucking tape measures for? Isn't that the asshole clip?
Yeah, that's exactly what. Yeah, you stick that in your ass, you suck it in, and then you go all the way to the top.
Oh jeez, nope.
Lummy, what?
Lummy, all right. What happened? Did
you
fall?
Gobstoppers?
Lummy, what are you in the?
No,
midst?
My stupid ring is gonna click my tile. Thank God. It's beeping.
What?
It sets my phone off.
His tile's clicking, Bubba.
What?
My tile? No, I didn't want my phone to go off.
Blitz, I don't speak, Lummy. What is he trying to
Who
tell us?
Who the fuck
us?
Uses a tile?
My tile.
Anymore?
Tile.
Your tile?
Yeah, it's tile.
The tile, like you put in your wallet so you can find it.
Oh, you mean you have a tile delivery scheduled for your home right now, and you don't want your ring?
No, his tile.
I'm showing the camera. It's like a tile. You put it in your wallet, so if it's somewhere in your house, like maybe you put it down. Yeah. You go on your phone, and it tells you where your wallet is.
Okay, so.
They were cool before AirTags came out, and now the AirTags are out. No one gives a fuck about tile anymore.
I don't even know about either one of those motherfuckers.
I don't know what Blitz is talking about, but my tile is cool, so. No, but if you click on it, it then finds your phone. So you can also find your phone. If you can't find your phone, you double click on it, and then it sends this ring. So even if your phone is vibrating.
Lummy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, I didn't want to get hit from you if my phone started ringing. So I started freaking out.
We originally started this conversation with how hard or the length of our hardness we potentially might be. Blitz comes with, I measure from my asshole. We keep moving on, Lummy. You are now all flipped over out over some stupid fucking tile deal. And Anna and Blitz are continuing to laugh about measuring from the asshole. I then decipher, the PR, the detective that I am, that they indeed, because they cannot stop laughing about measuring from the asshole, might have done that.
Did we ask the?
And you're too worried about your fucking credit card tile or whatever. Yeah.
What if my phone started ringing? You would be more mad at me about that.
Why won't you? Why didn't you have your phone off?
Yeah, why you didn't put it on silent, Lummy?
It still goes off. That's why I freaked out. Because that's the point. If your phone's off and you can't find it, you double click.
It overrides the volume control on your phone.
And you would have been more pissed off if my phone just started ringing.
Hello, Anna, is Flapping Gaps up, or when is it coming up? Or did you guys not do it?
Oh, we did it.
Oh, you did?
When do you want it up?
How about tomorrow?
Perfect. Tomorrow
done.
It is. Tomorrow at noon.
Done.
Flapping Gaps tomorrow noon on all of our podcasting places. Oh, my
weekend.
God. This is the first one for how long, Anna?
Oh,
six
God.
Months.
3 months?
At least.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, it's Brandon the Quad.
What's up, Brandon the Quad? You know, I'm going to talk to Brent today. Just see if he got an answer on that threesome for you.
And I just went to the doctor yesterday, and she gave me Viagra.
Hold on.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, your doctor's now, cool as fuck.
Tell me how that all went down. So you roll up to your doctor, literally.
Yeah.
And do you tell your doctor you got this big fucking, you know, sexual high spot coming down, you know, in the middle of second week of January?
Yes, I did. I said I gotta have a threesome in January.
Hold on.
Blitz, can you
imagine if you're the fucking doctor and you got this guy roll up in a wheelchair and he says, I'm just going to let you know I am having a threesome January 12th.
This is the same doctor you told about last year's deal too, right?
Yeah. Now, how many Viagra did this doctor give you?
Well, she asked me how much I wanted to start with, and I said, well, I'll take one for now, and then, because she's going to give me 25 milligrams.
All right, that's small.
Yeah, that's the least amount you can have.
How many is she giving you?
Well, I just need one.
One?
One?
What are you, okay. R? You fucking
what a fucking
idiot.
Bitch.
Listen, you say I need 30 with two refills.
Right. Did she give you a sample pack or something, maybe?
What kind of phone are you on, Brandon the Quad? It's fucking driving me crazy. I can barely hear you.
New Mount Pleasure 989, Tom Winnie.
I gotta go to the pharmacy. It's gonna be like $30 a pill.
A pill?
$30 a pill.
Good. Do you use GoodRx? Do you have insurance? What the fuck?
Brandon, you are getting so fucked in Iowa. Jesus,
yeah, you're having a threesome between your pharmacist and your doctor.
God, let me just give me an address. I'll just send you some. What the fuck you need? You know, I mean, Jesus. When you put, Bubba, put Blitz, lock me up. I sent a guy a Viagra, right? Fuck.
Yeah, bro. Good motherfucker. Good RX, man.
Not blue cheese.
Go to Canadian Pharmacy online and buy it there,
dude. Hold on. GoodRx, you can get 30 100 milligram generic Viagra for $11.76 from Walmart. And it's about the same. It's $4 at Winn-Dixie. It's fucking $14 at Costco. Don't go to CVS. It's $200-something there.
Now listen, what type of prescription did your pharmacist write you? How many and how many refills? Or did she just or him just write you one?
Well, just one.
One. Blitz. One.
You're going to get a pill bottle and shake it. It's going to tink, tink,
fucking
tink,
have,
tink with one pill.
And nothing screams loser more at the pharmacy is when you only get one hard dick pill. They're going to laugh at you. I mean, they're like, hey, you know what? We fill Viagra's, and, you know, for Fred, Scotty Mark, we feel he gets 30, and Fred gets 30, and Chris gets 30, and this guy named Todd gets 50 with 45 refills, and it's just, I'm just saying, like, you know. But there's this one dude named Brandon who gets one.
Hey, on GoodRx, and you look up the price and shit, the lowest quantity of Viagra they even have is 10. at 25 milligrams.
Brandon, did you go there by yourself? Did you have anybody there repping you? Did you have your mom or anybody? You just can't let people fuck you over.
Boston,
like that.
That's the brother's name, right?
Well, my mom was there, and the doctor did ask me how many I needed, and I said probably, just said one since.
You stupid fuck. You should say at least this, at least 10, because you're going to be in Florida, even if you're lying, you're like, I'm going to be in Florida for 5 days, and I could be getting it twice a day. They don't need to know it's a one-timer, so I need at least 10, because Brandon, you got to start taking this a couple days in advance to really get up in your system. It's like, Brandon, here's the deal. I would take your first Viagra on Tuesday. I'd take your second Viagra on Wednesday.
Hey, he's only got one.
And I'd take your third Viagra on Thursday, the day that you're doing your threesome. You need at least three.
Okay, I can go back to the doctor and get three. But see, I can't put it in my system too early because then my condom will pop off.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Your condom ain't gonna pop off.
His catheter, but it's
your catheter. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Hey, here's the deal. Viagra doesn't make you just hard. You're gonna have to not stimulate yourself. You're gonna have to take this Viagra 2 days and not pull at yourself and not, because it naturally wants you to lay a little bit better, but it's not gonna lay so good that it's gonna pop out your catheter unless you're stimulating yourself.
Because even in the morning. When I have morning wood, I gotta let it go down before.
Okay, same thing with this. You're just gonna have to let it go down. You're gonna have to think about Lummy naked or something.
Oh yeah, that make it go down.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah. So, listen, you can't just get one, buddy. You got to get three, at least three.
What pharmacy do you use? If it's like a Walmart or something, what kind is it?
Brandon.
Hello, did you fall over again?
No.
Oh, no.
It's boner.
He just dropped.
Hi, I'm going to go to my doctor. I'm going to finally have the nerve to ask for a Viagra because I'm having a threesome. I'm going to get one.
Yeah, get fucking 30, man.
Yeah, dude, say.
The price difference is like nothing, by the way. Between 1 and 30, you're probably going to pay like a $3 difference.
He's so honest. How many you need, Brandon? Buddy, I'm ready to write you a script right now. Probably just one. Idiot. Hello?
Hey, Bob. It's Jacob from Fort Walton. The guy that called in earlier about offing himself and a coworker reminded me of a caller from probably like a month and a half ago who said he was, you know, driving for work and blind and a drunk and high, and you told him to give you a call back.
I think it was. I think that was the same guy. I remember that call, too.
Yeah.
I thought about that when he was saying that.
Yeah.
Guys, okay. Hey, guy's got some issues, and hopefully he can stop drinking, because when he's not drunk, it seems like he's pretty stable and pretty sound-minded. You know, like today he sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
I just don't know how it got to, you know, offing a coworker at that
I know,
point,
that scares me when Lummy gets too drunk. Next thing I know, I'm going to make sure Lummy gets, you know.
Careful.
You wouldn't be first, Bubba.
Who would be the first person?
Me?
I wonder who. No.
No.
It matters who the shooter is. Yeah. Anyway, buddy, thank you. It matters
and
who the shooter
Brandon's
is.
On too.
Yes, Brandon.
Hey, I almost dropped the phone again.
Okay, now listen.
What pharmacy do you use? Unless it's like a local pharmacy.
It's Medicap.
It's what?
It's Medicap.
It's the cap.
Decap. He uses the decap pharmacy. Yeah.
It's Medicap.
Medicap.
I've never heard of that from. I don't even know.
Medicap.
Yeah. I got influenza right now.
Yeah. Well, can you get, you need to get, you know, you got to build that. You just don't put a, you don't want to put a, it's not healthy to get a flash boner. You got to build up some boner tolerances.
A flash boner.
You know what I'm saying?
Like flash freezing?
Yeah, it's not good to flash freeze nothing. It's better to, you know, freeze it correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, you start with your boner deal on Tuesday because you're going to get some ass. You're going to get a threesome on Thursday, so you start with your boner deal on Tuesday, but you don't, you know, yeah, you, I think you take it around the farm Tuesday blitz, so you, because, you know, you got to keep it, you know, you want to build some tolerances up, and then you take one of your boner pills on Wednesday and have a few parties, and then you take, as soon as you get up, you take your boner deal, and you're boned up.
Yeah.
And by the way, and we're going to have footage of it for my OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, we are.
So, all right, Brandon, anything else going on, buddy? Now, have you told the boys down at the bar that you might have a threesome going on?
Well, not yet, because I just got sick, but when I get better, I'm going to.
Did you go to the Iowa wrestling match this past Friday like you promised, or Saturday?
Iowa State, I did.
You did not go?
Yes, I did.
Did you have your Bubba Army shirt on?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so say, it's mandatory, my friend.
Yep.
I mean, nobody has done more for you than me. Please, think about it. I mean,
that's damn right.
Lummy said 82% of all men die and never have a threesome.
That's right.
Damn right.
Yeah. All right, gangster. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye.
See you, Brandon. Hope you feel better.
Yeah, hope you feel better.
From influenza.
So, Anna, there was something I was going to get into, and I can't quite remember what it was now. I might try to go live. See, I couldn't go live from the bike trail yesterday because you and Rhett were live.
Mm-hmm.
So I think today.
Live from the bike trail?
Maybe.
Nice.
Yeah. I videotaped it. Me on the bike trail, but it doesn't seem to be the same videotaping it.
Yeah. Quality be better, but like...
Oh, it would be? The quality would be better?
Well, yeah. Way better. But like, the interaction is what makes it.
Right. Man, I saw a couple of hot-ass black girls.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm talking about like Rihanna.
Benzie Davis?
Rihanna now?
Well, I don't know.
Rihanna,
I
mean, back then.
Hot Rihanna.
Okay.
And the African-American women have the nicest asses. Is it wrong?
Right,
Rhett? No, hold on. Is it wrong for me to say that? Is that like a...
Rhett says that's the best thing you've ever said.
No, but yeah. Like, is that like a... Like, could I get in trouble? Is that a racist?
Probably.
No, hold
being
on.
Sexist and racist, saying, but you love black juicy asses.
No, but like, how can that be a bad thing? If I go, listen, let me tell you something.
No, black girls have big juicy asses.
The nicest asses.
Some black men who identify as women have juicy asses.
Oh, well, I've not looked at any black.
Exactly. You're not thinking about everyone. You're not being inclusive enough. How dare you? You white devil.
Well, there you have it. You guys have been able to figure me right on out now. No, but man, I'm riding my bike. I'm like, my Lord. And then I disclose this blitz. I'm driving up, and it's this African-American woman, and she's on roller skates.
Okay.
And that's kind of sexy in itself. And she's got these tight-ass yoga pants
like
on.
Like regular roller skates?
Yes.
Okay.
Not inline willies.
Right.
Like the double Dutch willies. Like like four on the floors.
They made a comeback, I think.
Yeah.
They did.
And so she's got some headset on, and she's kind of going with the music. Like she's really going.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see her. I'm like, my God, look at her ass. And then I start getting a little bit closer, and I realize that she could be a little younger. And so then, Blitz, I disclose it by saying, this girl in front of me, this African-American girl, has an unbelievable ass if she's an adult.
There you go.
Okay.
And I said, if she's not an adult, then cancel.
Was she?
I can't even see her.
I think she was an adult.
Black don't crack, you know?
Oh, my God. God, you should. I mean, I'm trying to find the footage.
Like you liked her crack, but.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, that's one thing that I've never done. I think I've talked about it before.
Yes, a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is I've never been with an African American woman.
What about East Asian?
Asian, yeah.
I don't think I've been with an Asian woman either.
Hmm.
Pretty much.
Hmm.
I'm trying to find this footage of this African American roller skating goddess. Oh, my Lord.
Have you been with a Hispanic woman?
Yes.
You have. Yeah.
Well, I'm
with a Mexican right now.
Yeah.
That's true.
With a Mexican right now.
I mean, a real one.
Hold on. Here. Is this it? This it right here? No, hold on. I'm with a Mexican right now. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. Is this her? Of course. You know what, Blitz?
What?
My phone recorded it landscape, but not.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Vertical willy, but landscape vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
She can't see her ass.
Well, I don't know. Can you flip it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brett's eager right now to have you flip it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And reverse it.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm trying to find her, and oh, my Lord. She was spectacular.
Becky.
She had to. I don't know if she does the Becky or.
She's like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Or did I pass
so
her
big.
Here?
Just so.
So.
She's big. Like. She's like what so, now?
Like wow.
Can't deny it.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right, hold on. But see, but as soon as I flip it, then.
Oh, yeah.
But see, I can't flip it.
Riveting.
Oh, I wish you guys could see it. I wish you could.
Well, you could turn your phone around.
Here, if you put it up to the screen, I can flip it.
And reverse it.
No.
Hold on.
She did that, baby. Did she get that back?
All right, hold on. Now, Blitz, if I can put it up on the screen.
Yep.
Hold on here. I can put it up on the screen. You might be able to flip it and reverse it.
Yep.
Hold on here.
Oh.
Hold on. Blitz is trying to flip
it. It's there. It's going to take a little bit, but if you go ahead and play. Oh, yeah. Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
gracious.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Is Rhett's pants off right now?
Oh, my God.
Put your hand right.
She was hot as hell.
That's it, I guess.
Oh, I don't know what's going on here. Let me see. I was at Oral Park.
Nice.
Yeah. It was donkey.
It was juicy.
Whew.
Juicy.
I think you sent this article to me a few days ago.
Probably did.
About the guy who was fucking the dog, the Orlando guy. Who,
yeah.
Blitzen, I think that's not too far from where your parents.
Right across the street from Countryside High School.
2600 block of McMullen Booth Road.
Right. Very attractive
street,
dog.
Right across the street from Countryside High School.
Right, which isn't that far from where you grew up.
Nope.
An Orlando man faces charges after police say witnesses saw him having sex with a dog.
Dude, you could get away with this so easy. Just so stupid.
What do you mean, get away with it so easy?
Just don't fuck the dog in public. Just do it in your house.
No.
Who's the dog going to tell? Fuck.
Maybe he does it, but he just wanted to get a little erotic with it.
Maybe he wanted to do like, you know, maybe he had like a, like maybe he had.
What the fuck are you saying?
Maybe he had like a fetish where he wants to do it out in public.
Yeah, clearly
just,
no. He's unwell.
He's a dog it's, fucking
it's,
voyeur.
It's the dog's fault. You know that dog probably put its little, you know, spray out there.
And shut up, mummy.
They do that.
Dogs don't put their spray out
yes, they
for,
do.
For humans. Wow. Humans aren't supposed to pick up the I'm in heat spray, you idiot. the dog I'm in heat spray is only detected by other dogs, you fuckhead.
No, that's not true. If
no,
he's already fucked it before.
True.
If he already fucked it before, then he knows.
No, he doesn't. He might know what the scent is, but it's not supposed to turn him on. You fucking wrongly wired piece of shit.
Hold on. I didn't say I said the
no,
dog.
No, that's not even a fucking excuse.
What
oh,
do you
the
mean?
Dog threw the scent out. Yeah, perhaps the dog did throw the scent out. But the scent's not made for human beings. You fucking numbnut.
I'm just saying.
The scent is made for for female dogs to squirt out some I'm in heat scent. And then a male dog smells that and goes fucking crazy and mounts her. It's not made
Lumpy,
for.
What kind of scent were you wearing when Fowler bit your face?
Dick.
Lummy, it's the scent's not universal. Lummy, the scent's not universal. Not, you know, like for instance, women and men, I think they say, and Anna, you might be able to help me here.
Yeah, I can help you.
But I think that humans release certain pheromones when they are potentially turned on or excited or attracted or something like that. Don't they have studies saying that?
The research on it is really, really shifty. Because some people say pheromones exist and other people are saying, nah, it's not a thing.
Okay.
Humans don't have a great sense of smell, but go on.
But nonetheless, I mean, there's...
It's a possibility.
I think humans have flirting rituals.
Absolutely.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Different things, whether it's... It's just, you know, you can kind of... I think you can kind of pick up when a person likes you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that we, I don't know as humans that we're releasing, you know, like a cat will spray. Nothing's worse than cat heat spray. Me and Blitz stayed at a hotel
one
time.
I've never smelled that before.
Cat heat.
Oh.
Oh, cat heat's the worst. When a girl cat's in heat and she starts laying down the spray for the boys to come. Mm-hmm. Get that pussy?
Yeah.
Lummy, that human beings don't have. So for you to say this guy's innocent because the dog laid the spray down shows you how fucking stupid you are. Hello?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess. I mean, that's...
I mean, I guess. I mean, you're trying to talk me back into believing your bullshit? I mean, for real. Hello?
That might be his defense.
Hey, it's Pedro.
Hey, Pedro, the pool guy.
You fucked a dog recently, buddy.
He drove to me.
How's your hot wife doing?
She's doing fine. She's down in, where the hell is she? She's down in Central America somewhere.
Down on
right
some
now.
Pilot? Oh, sorry.
Fucking a pilot.
Could be.
No, first Could officer.
Be. There's, no, Blitz, I think I saw there was going to be, I think there's going to be, I think I saw something on TikTok or something where there's going to be a series now about pilots and airline attendants fucking.
And by the way, your wife did say they usually don't fuck captains. They usually fuck first officers.
Your wife did say that.
Yeah.
Usually the captains, you know, I don't know.
Oh, well, I missed that conversation. So, I mean, I hear most of it, but usually I'm, you know, not really paying attention.
No, no, is she allowed to hook up with captains and stuff or no?
Well, recently there's been real big problem with that. They've kind of sent out a memo saying that it's not against company policy, but it's really frowned upon, and we really highly recommend not doing it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So. It just makes it hotter.
It makes it hotter. Be like, hey, Jim.
Oh, it's super naughty.
Hey, Jim, I'm married to Pedro the pool guy, and you're married to Jen. But, Jim, how about
not the boots.
How about we fucking tonight? You know, we're in the same hotel. I'm two doors down. We don't have a, you know, we can get drunk until midnight. We don't, what is it, 8-hour window, Alan? What is it, 8-hour window, Pedro?
Yeah.
Yeah, we listen. We have a 10 a.m. Departure. It's 9 p.m. right now. I'm a little bit hot. I'm a little bit fucked up. Let's go fuck.
Let's go fuck. Go fuck.
Blitz, we should have been male flight attendants back when, you know, male flight attendants weren't, you know, liked girls. And
Was there a time that happened?
I don't know. We could have been
the first. Like when they were makeup artists.
Blitz, we could have been the first. And can you imagine just the amount of ass you'd be getting just fucking?
I know a couple male flight attendants, and they definitely slay because they're straight, and all the other ones are not, and they're just they clean up, man.
Yeah,
you know, you get to hotels and stuff, and
fuck yeah, like,
pretty much that's how it goes.
I know it still goes that way too. Yeah, there's a lot of fucking going on. Yeah. Fucking's cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you were talking about,
I was also talking about your wife. Is she still? I mean, like, do you guys have a relationship where she can do that?
No.
No.
That's out of bounds.
Yeah. You know, we actually do like each other and we get along really well. So
I know.
Still like other people.
Yeah. I mean, she can
good share.
Still like Captain John in Denver, you know, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially
well.
If Captain John's rolling with what Blitz is rolling with. I mean, it's just it's a one and done.
Well, I mean, I couldn't say no to her for that. I mean, if she did meet someone who was hung like Blitz, I wouldn't falter for
so
that,
if she called you and said, listen, honey, I'm in Denver on a layover and I just want to let you know, because, you know, we're very honest with each other, I love you, we have kids together, we're going to be together forever, but there's this fucking captain, I've never flown with him before, but him and I got to drinking last night, good looking guy, he's got a wife and he's married, so, you know, it's not like it's going to be a, you know, like I'm falling in love, but he had a 12 inch cock and he just fucking railed the shit out of me, honey.
Is that okay with you?
Are you okay? I mean, I'm just trying to be honest with you, baby. You know, what would you say?
That's,
That's a case-by-case basis. I don't know, man. That's pretty tough, I gotta tell you.
Case-by-case basis.
Case-by-case basis. I think it's not a case-by-case basis. I think it's either a...
Open door or closed door policy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's either a yay or a nay. There's no...
I don't want you fucking any guys with small cocks. Big cocks only.
So, like, I mean, what if she said, you know, we had a little too much to drink. Next thing you know, I'm back in his room. I blew him, you know...
Yeah, whatever.
Rather than lie to you about it, honey, I just want to tell you about it. I love you. I'll be home tomorrow night with the kids. Are you okay? Will you forgive me? Are you okay with that?
I mean, if we're talking truth, I'd probably wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
If you just blew him?
What about just blowing? Like just a header?
In this situation, I mean, in reality, it wouldn't matter to me. That's not flying.
It's still bad, so. Huh? Right.
Yeah.
So much for my fantasy I have with her, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a different story, Bubba.
Yeah.
You know, I've been listening to you for years and years. And,
well, you know, and I've been very transparent, you know, that I have a fantasy about having sex with his wife. I mean.
Yes, you have.
It's about time that I get.
It often.
But, you know, I've always been on the other side of that deal. I want to get on this side
on
of that
deal. On the
good
deal. Side
of right.
it.
Right. Brother.
In front of the camera.
And you're not being the off. Well, no. First of all, nothing.
Is that what you meant?
Nothing.
Star of the show.
Nothing
cammed.
Alan, nothing cammed up. It's going to have to be at her hotel room. And I'm sending in Blitz.
No body cam.
I'm sending in Blitz to do a sweep of the place. Okay?
All right, Pedro.
No cameras. Mm-hmm. Me laying my, you know, I'm not hung like Hogan. I'm just telling you that right now. I don't look near as good naked as Hogan did. Please. And I don't think there's any money in my sex tape.
Karma's cock.
See, anyway, Alan. See, look at Alan. Alan. Look at this.
You keep your day. Alan.
It's not Alan.
I'm sorry. Called Alan.
Pedro, I know your day sucked until you called. We automatically are making you laugh right now, Pedro. Look at that.
Yeah.
Actually, my day has been pretty fucking awesome, I got to tell you. So, you know.
Oh, damn.
So fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, fuck you and fuck your wife. I hope I fuck you and I hope. Hold on. Fuck you and I hope I get to fuck your wife.
Oh, man. So, but you still make me laugh, so it makes my day even brighter, sir.
Now, your wife knows about my fantasy, doesn't she?
Yeah,
told her.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Make sure.
Yeah. Told her. Shit, she listens to the show every morning because I have it on my phone.
Yeah,
so.
Well, is she listening right now?
No.
She's in fucking Central America.
She's in Central America. Yeah. Fucking the pilot.
Fucking the first gun off.
In the cockpit.
Fucking the luggage handler.
Mm-hmm. In
the luggage handler.
The bag thrower.
The luggage handler. Man, that's bad. Listen, honey, I would have.
The guy that drives the fucking push cart.
I could have forgiven you if it would have been the captain, the first officer, but you drove the pushback truck guy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, honey.
Have some respect for
yourself. Some respect for
and
me.
And for this family.
Please.
God damn it.
How am I going to tell little Johnny that you fucked the bag handler?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I'm going to tell her son.
This show's like...
He's with the pool guy. Now talk
it's
about
yeah, it's bad
boundary.
Enough that your dad's a fucking pool guy. Now you're mm-hmm. fucking the guy that's throwing the Samsonites.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit, please. All right. Hey, Pedro, good talking to you. And tell your wife I do have that fantasy, and I will, and I hope I can fulfill it soon.
Yeah, well, I was calling to tell you about a donkey show I saw once, but that's cool.
Okay, hold on. A real live donkey show?
Yeah.
I don't know that we can necessarily really talk about that. I mean, that's bestiality.
Well, I won't get graphic. I won't get graphic with it. I did see it in Tijuana.
Here's how I've been told the donkey shows go. And you tell me if this is how it works. And I do know of two people that have gone to a donkey show. I have never been to a donkey show. It's not in necessarily my bucket list, but if I was in San Diego and the boys were like, hey, we can cross the line and go to a fucking donkey show, I probably won't. I wouldn't necessarily say I wouldn't want to see that.
You had your opportunity. You didn't want to go first class.
Well, that's to San Diego. I heard the donkey shows go like this. They get this woman on stage and they put her like a cage over her. Like a little mini cage over her, and then the donkey comes in with aroused, and they
spray pheromones on her.
They put A to B, and the donkey goes to town. Is that how it goes?
That's not what I saw, my man.
Try to be a little sensitive in how you describe this. I really do value being in good standing with YouTube and Facebook.
Well, yeah, I understand that, and I'll try to do it as medically as possible. So the one that I kind of snuck into, I think I was about 17 or 18. I don't remember. I wasn't in college. But the chick was on stage. They brought the donkey out, and she started going to town with her hands.
Right. That's all you got to say. She was having a hand party. A hand party.
Correct. And then they brought over, I don't remember if it was a couch or a chair. And as the donkey was becoming more happy,
right,
she kind of positioned herself over this other apparatus, and they brought the donkey over to
engage
and have a party.
Right. And then the donkey had a party. How long did the party last? Is it very long?
Well, he went to town for a little bit, and then they pulled him off, and she continued with the hand until it
had a party. Right.
Way. It was.
Now, was anybody worried about that? Was anybody not worried about, you know, hurting her?
Are
donkeys larger than Blitz?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that thing was about, what was that, 24 inches?
Measure from his asshole.
Oh, my God. Wow. That can kill you.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody ask if she had daddy issues? Fuck.
Nobody was asking any questions, man. Everybody
knew the answer was
if your daughter is working at a donkey bar, you need to burn a timeout. I mean, I thought I had family issues, but fuck.
I mean, Bubba, it is in Tijuana, so, I mean, that's not the greatest place in the world.
Not only that, but she's probably making $80 a night, which feeds her entire family for a year.
That's probably about right.
She probably makes about $80 a month, and Blitz, she's probably driving a Benz.
She's the one that's driving a Benz.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can drive you can live like a fucking zillionaire in Tijuana on $80 a month, probably.
Yeah, in Mexico, it's like $300 for
made $80 a night, she worked 5 nights a week, that's $400, or, you know, $400, $450. And, that's like, what, $1,600 a month? God.
You're rich there.
I mean, you're like a fucking tycoon. Hey, listen, Rhonda, you got all this money. Where the fuck? What do you do?
It's like 200,000 pesos.
Work
right
down
there
at the fucking donkey bar.
Oh, you're the bartender?
No, I
talent.
I mess around with the donkeys.
The bartender's only half of that.
I party with the donkeys.
Hey, have you ever seen
How many of us right now, honestly,
we go watch
No judging. No judging. Beep. We're in San Diego, and we're on a little show trip, and Blitz comes in and says, hey, not for nothing, but there is a donkey bar right across the border. I've done my research, and my guys from Anonymous tell me that it's all checked out. Who wants to go to the donkey bar tonight?
Me.
I think I'm going.
Here's the thing is, I don't think I would, like, leave to go to the donkey bar, but if I'm, like, out having fun, I'm like, hey, look, check this out. Let's go in there. I'd be like, okay.
All right, so that's a yes for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but I would start up my night with, like, that's the goal.
That's where we're going to start the
night. I know, but let's say we're in the shady district and we're like, it says, you know, donkey bar.
Yeah.
Brett, would you go check the donkey bar out?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah.
No, the red light district.
Red light district. All right, Pedro, anything else, buddy?
No, I was just going to say, the only other one I saw was a ping pong show. So.
Yeah, I've seen the ping pong show before, right?
Yeah, the only one.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
See you later.
That was a lot of fun.
I was at a sex club one time.
Oh, yeah?
Remember her name? She was on Z100, and I think her name was like Dr. Judy. And she was like, during the late 90s, she was like this. Before Adam Carolla.
Before Love Lines,
it was her.
Judy Kerensky?
Yes, Dr. Judy was her name.
Mm.
And she was this syndicated, you know, like after 10 p.m. safe zone woman who would talk sex on male-skewing rock stations. You know what I'm saying, Blitz? Like on 98 Rock.
Yeah.
It was before that, and she eventually got placed with Love Lines because they started catching a lot of heat with her because she wasn't a doctor, and so they brought in Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew to legitimize, to be as nasty. Yeah,
her, I guess the show she was on was called Love Phones.
I sent you a picture of her, Bubba. Is that her?
Send me
a. She like
send,
a red?
Send it to, yeah, she was a redhead. But Blitz, one of the reasons why they kind of started segueing from her, because Dr. Drew was a real doctor.
Right.
Yes, this was her.
Oh, that's her.
This was her. Yes.
Thinking about that old Canadian woman.
This is her. So listen,
Dr. Ruth.
So she, this woman eventually got replaced by Love Lines, and that was just because they had a real doctor, and that kind of insulated them a little bit with all the dirty talk. So I go to, it was the Radio and Records annual, you know,
R&R,
you know, convention. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Tampateri.
Tampateri, I'm in the middle of a real important story. So quickly, what do you got? Did your prime minister die, Jack Trudeau?
Well, I heard you guys talk about fucking, brother. I needed some tips, but maybe now's not the time.
Well, what do you want?
Fucking a donkey.
Well, last time I was with my girlfriend, it was a bad deal, brother. I was too tired to fuck her that night. And so in the morning, I thought it would be, you know, funny and cute if I woke her up by poking her in the face with my unit. And, you know, but I was so gummed up that I accidentally prematurely ejaculated onto her face when she was sleeping. And it got, as soon as she opened her eyes in the morning, got in her eyes. So it was a bad deal. But, you know, I really got to make it up to her this time. I got to,
I mean,
her,
but if you explain, if you,
happens.
But if you walk so her through, what? If you walk her through the process and you're very transparent about it, like, listen, honey. I love you so much. You turn me on so much. I was over there taking care of myself, and I was just over there make believing.
It's not my fault. You were sleeping.
And
she woke up.
And it was truly an accident, and I lost control.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if she's going to be a bitch about it, then that just really you know, Terry, you should actually use this as a litmus test as to see how strong your relationship truly is.
Yeah, or kick that bitch to the
If she's
term.
Like, you know what, I tell you right now, that's really bullshit. I can't believe you fucking did that. Mm-hmm. Then you get rid of her because she doesn't get it. But if she's like,
you clearly said you didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, if she said, you know, hey, listen, honey, I get it. You're gummed up. I'm hot as fuck. You were trying to get some of that. Okay, it's no big deal. Just don't do it again.
Being nice, let me sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're so fucking stupid and stiff, you don't even know how to work the deal, buddy.
I'll have to explain it to her like that, brother, and break it down. You know, I got to make it up to her. Like, I got to, you know, really bring the steam this time, brother. And I'm not really in good fucking shape. You know, I'm not in fucking shape. I got to, you know, I need some tips, brother. You got any tips?
Yeah,
plenty of tips.
Yeah, I got plenty of tips. Like... Have her ride you. It's a lot less strenuous for you, and you can just
when she's awake.
Yeah, she needs to be on top. And you know what?
We'll
here's
ask
the
doctor
deal.
For one.
She
Viagra.
needs to be on top and awake. That's it. That's all you need.
She doesn't need to be awake. I guess to be on top.
Yeah, she's got to be on top though.
Well, yeah, Blitz, and they already have one. She was a sleep caper, honestly.
Yeah.
So you
yeah,
know,
let's switch it up.
She listen. I can just tell you right now. Dr. Bubba will tell you she needs to be awake and she needs to, you know, be in on
conscious,
top,
you know,
on top.
Okay, brother, you got it.
Okay, brother, we'll see you later, brother. We'll see you later, brother. So anyway, this is like 1996-97. Dr. Judy, this girl right here, we're at the Radio and Records Convention, and Lenny Lyons and Bill Scull and Mark Chase and. B.J. Harris and all of us, and Hawk Harrison and me
Marty.
and Guido. Marty wasn't allowed because Marty's wife wouldn't even let him go to the out-of-town conventions because Marty's wife knew.
Yeah.
You know, because we, I mean, think about the people.
Especially back then, well, man.
And think about the people I just mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're running pretty, yeah. So B.J. comes over and goes, hey. Dr. Judy wants to take a bunch of us affiliates over to this sex dungeon. And I go, what, really? And Lenny, and I go, how much is it? And it's literally, but I'm not kidding you. This is like 1987. It was like $80 to get in.
Hmm.
For real.
Is that a lot?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot now to get into a club.
Just to get into a club?
Well, it's a fucking sex club. I don't know.
It's still a club.
Still. $80. So Lenny Lyons, who was our independent record label rep at the time, and Blitz, if you knew anything how it went, the record label reps would pay for everything so that you'd add their records.
Yep.
So money was no object to them. Lenny goes, fuck, I'll pay for everybody.
Oh, shit.
So
damn,
we all take like literally four cabs down to this real shady part of New York, and Dr. Judy goes in. and you blitz. It's just like the movies. They dropped you off on street level, then you went downstairs, mm-hmm. and the door was kind of like in a little hallway.
Okay.
And you went downstairs in like a little hallway alley. And
like a speakeasy.
Yes. Mm. And she like knocked and they opened the door up and she's like, hey, it's Dr. Judy. And I got like 8 people with me. And like normally now people just off the streets can't go to this place. Like this was like invitation, mm-hmm. eyes wide shut, like, you know, really private. But Dr. Judy was this big time celebrity in New York. So I think it was like literally $100 to get in. I think there were 10 of us. Hmm. I think I've told the story. This is the pee on me story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we go there and we first walk in. Now we're some fucking, you know, white dudes from Tampa, Florida. And we think we've seen, you know, we've been to the Mons Venus. Mm-hmm. We've been to 2001. We've been to the Dollhouse. We've been to the Pink Pony. You know, Tampa in itself, really, for most people that visit from out of town, they think Tampa is like super seedy. Tampa is super seedy, kinda. But not to this level.
Right.
Like we don't. Trust me, I've seen all the seedy. Remember when Drew Park used to be real seedy? Mm-hmm. Like, there's some seedy stuff that go over there, but not. It's like really kayfabe undercover. Those that know, know.
Hold on.
Bless you.
I muffled it with my shirt, too. So, not like this. The seediest thing I ever saw in Drew Park here in Tampa was there was this place this guy owned, and he took me there. It was like a VIP deal. And you went upstairs, and then you sat in this booth, and then you put these quarters in this machine, and then the windows would open, this would go up, and then there was these girls.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And they're fucking each other and dildoing and doing real naughty stuff. Nice. And then, you know, like, you'd be watching them blitz, your window would start closing, and you'd be grabbing, trying to get some quarters
right
to get your window back up. So we walk in this club, and it's just like a dungeon. It is just like a dungeon. And the first thing that I see is a man. An old man, like 70.
Fuck yeah. Oh.
And he's bent over a sawhorse.
Oh, working on some projects?
And no, he's bent with his ass up.
Face down, ass up?
Let's just say that it was a Lummy Ashley situation.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And Ashley was just going to town, and he and Ashley was large. No, well, I'm not talking about your Ashley, Lummy. I'm talking about this Ashley. It was
the apparatus.
The apparati, not the woman. The woman woman was probably 140.
Okay.
No. I'm saying the apparati right. was very
donkey-like.
Very large, and Grandpa was in a lot of pain.
Oh.
Like in a good pain? Hard to tell pain?
Like in a hard to tell. Now, hold on. Blitz, this was the first scene. You walked in and you would go through this dungeon.
That's where it started.
And they would have different scenes. Okay?
Oh.
So that's the. This
looks like a haunted house.
Well, kind of. And there were two floors. And the second floor was the barber shop and the doctor's office. And
they had a med staff.
And
on
so
site?
They had Grandpa just getting the Latin Whopper and then they had like these little ropes, like these little stanchion ropes, Blitz, that kept you like maybe a foot away from them.
Okay,
yeah. But you could literally be like from me to the chair that you talk at, Blitz, you know, over there. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, you could be that. You could be right there. You could, like literally, that's how far you could be. Like you could almost touch them.
Mm. Is Grandpa saying anything?
Yeah, like,
but he's not saying stop, stop.
Yeah. No, not stop, but.
He's our president.
But are you saying Joe Biden?
And what is.
Ashley.
What is the Ashley saying?
She's just like, Grandpa, yeah.
Is she old too?
No, she's quite attractive.
What's Joe Biden's age?
No, hold on. He's quite old. And she's quite young. Like, I think that was kind of part of the fetish.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, she was like 22 and he was like 70.
Oh.
And she was hot.
Well, that's the weirdest part.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anna, this was not a, this was not a socially acceptable,
clearly.
Pop culturally acceptable. This was very dark.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
So then you go to the next room, and there's this woman, and she's in stirrups, and
she giving birth.
There was stuff going on.
Are you still kind of all in a group together?
Yeah. No, you shuffle through there.
Oh, okay.
you're like it's Blitz is right. It's kind of like a haunted house.
It's so you guys are like all like, and Dr. Judy's with you, and
yeah, Dr. Judy's like, okay, well, let's go to the next room, and the next room is the gynecologist room.
Okay.
And then you go to the next room, and there's this, like they had girl on girl room.
Okay.
And then they had like a black man on top of a white woman, like a interracial deal.
Uh-huh. And with the husband watching.
And then, well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know where the husband was. And then, so there was like five or six different rooms. Now, the thing about it is, and I have to be careful on how I talk about this, but you were encouraged to. Or you weren't, it was not frowned upon, and you were encouraged to, if you were turned on, to, start partying on yourself.
Mm.
So, like, we, all of us Tampa dudes, we don't know that this is, Judy didn't tell us that, hey, if you're, if you want to just whip out your penis and start going to town on it, you can. Like, nobody will look, like, that's, there's, well, in fact, she didn't even tell us that. When we will be navigating through this little trail of that, there's going to be guys doing that.
Oh,
yeah.
So you'd walk up in the room and there'd be just random dudes like jerking.
Have you heard me say the word jerking one time?
No.
No, stop.
No.
Did you hear that word out of my mouth one fucking time?
I do not believe so.
No, I called it partying.
Partying, yes.
Anna, did I not? Yeah, thank you. She's so fucking.
You did.
Yeah,
I mean, you didn't, but yeah.
I've been careful, Lummy, not to use slang-like terms that could potentially cause issues.
Yes.
You stupid fuck.
I'm sorry. I was so infatuated with the story.
Let me tell the story.
Yes.
If you'd like to party on yourself right now underneath the cabinet, that's on you. No, we're not going to hold it against you. If you need to tug right now, go ahead.
Thank you.
Away.
I will.
So we get to the very first. We get. Just, just stick with the oohs and the ahs, okay? Just stick with the oohs and the ahs and let me and the rest of the professionals navigate through this very sensitive topic, okay? I got Bronchial Anna over there.
Oh, man.
Marlboro Anna.
She just smoked three packs
a day.
Yeah, three packs a day.
Oh,
unfiltered.
Shit.
So Yeah, now we quickly figure this out on Act One. As soon as we walk in and Grandpa's getting the business, you know, and Grandpa's going, there's like four or five other dudes that are out there partying on themselves.
Oh, like right away.
Right away.
Okay.
So Chase's like, oh, damn, we got to, like, dodge the bunch. We got to, not only, so I can remember Chase saying, man, not only do we got to watch the, but we got to also dodge the landmines.
Watch out for crossfire.
Yeah, we got to watch, he called them landmines. He goes, man, we got to watch, we got to dodge the landmines that are walking around here. So, you know, so we go from there and and then different rooms. There might have been five or six different settings. They all have, you know, four or five. Now, hold on now. There were also girls that were not part of the show, but couples were there, and then couples would be getting turned on, so they would be doing it right. Like, there'd be a couch, you know, by the sawhorse scene, and there would be a guy railing his wife right there because he was turned on by it. So there was sex everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there was sex everywhere. So I have to go to the bathroom.
Is it a number two?
No, it's just a straight number one.
Okay.
It's a straight number one.
No prairie dog
in. A straight number one. Oh, I would have held. I would have.
How could you imagine?
I might have pooped my
pants. You would
have
ruined the whole party.
Oh, yeah. So I walk in there, and the bathrooms are kind of like in the back and then around the corner and then kind of down a hallway kind of deal. And I walk in there, and it's all gray, dimly lit, and there are three stall like toilet stalls on the right hand side, and then two urinals right after that. Mm-hmm. And I have to pee, so I go to the urinal nearest the last stall, and I'm peeing, and I'm kind of trying to take this all in. I'm like, holy shit, what is going on? I consider myself very sexually liberal. I'm pretty sexually liberal. And this is, and I was most, honest to God, Blitz, I was most tore up over Grandpa, because Grandpa looked like he was in, like, just, and he was like, short of him saying stop, it was like, ah, 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 ah.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And you got two guys over there, you know, partying on each other. And then you got this guy blasting his wife. And then you have these two other girls that are making out. Like, and then this is New York City.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And so I go to the bathroom. It's just me. And so I think everybody else, I waited to go to the bathroom till we got to the room that was closest to, you know, the whatever theme room we were at.
Yeah. You just went to the bathroom theme
the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom and I'm peeing, and I'm kind of just taking it all in. And, you know, they got like a music of doom, doom, doom. Like, you know, it's all dark.
Like EDM or something.
Yeah, EDM with some, you know, doom, doom. Like just really
set the mood.
Sensory overload. And that's before I got high. I was straight sober.
Ew. Yeah, that's probably why you had such a weird time.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. You'd be on drugs.
I mean, if you would have been high in there, that would have been really kind of a cool deal. Right. I might have partied. I don't know.
Anyway, so you're pissing.
So I'm pissing, and I hear, help. I go, and I'm like, what? And I'm peeing. I mean, I got to really pee. I've held it in for a while.
Right.
I'm here, help. I'm like, hello? Help me. I go, where are you? In the stall. I'm like, oh, fuck, maybe this guy's hurt or something. Like, you know.
It's a guy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounded like a man.
All right.
And I'm like, what's wrong? He goes, just help me. I'm like, okay. So I get done peeing real fast, and I kind of bust into real fast.
Yeah.
And here's this grown man, probably about 50 years old.
Yeah.
Completely nude.
Right.
Wrapped around the toilet, hugging the toilet, completely nude.
Yeah.
And I go, what's wrong? Are you having a heart attack? And he goes, pee on me. And I go, what? He goes, just pee on me.
Shimon.
And I go, get the fuck out of here, buddy. I mean, like, I was like, you know, today I might have just gone ahead and ripped one on him. Like, go ahead, okay, buddy. I mean, obviously.
You want number two? How about number two?
He didn't say poop on me. He said, pee on me. I was like, huh? Just pee on me. You know, today I might pee on that guy. Just to say I did.
Yeah, you're more fuck progressive.
I mean, I'm not the victim there.
No.
Like, Come on. Hey, Lummy, guess what?
What?
Well, you're the last person I'm telling any stories to. You'll get us thrown off. Anna, can you imagine, Anna?
Yeah.
Anna, can you imagine? If, would you think bad about me, Anna, if I go, hey, Anna, I got a story to tell you.
Yeah.
So listen, right? Me and the Merch Creek went to this. Me and the Merch Creek were in fucking Jamaica or some bullshit, mm-hmm. and I went to this bathroom. We were at the sex club. And this guy asked me to pee on him.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, I was high and shit. And so I fucking...
Pee on him.
So I pissed all over him.
Hell yeah. Remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Pass.
So,
that's awesome.
That's my story and I'm sticking with it.
Oh, man.
Did you tell everyone else about it when you got back to
him?
Oh, yeah.
So I go back. I go, hey, Chase.
Yeah.
I said, man, if you go in the bathroom... watch out. There's a guy in the third stall that wants you to pee on him. He goes, how you know that? I go, because I went in there. And he goes, did you piss on him? I go, no. And he goes, oh, okay. Like, no, but like I kind of did give everybody a heads up. I think that just was like not really, it didn't really alarm anybody like it did me.
Right.
Like it didn't really.
That's just what happens there.
And I wonder if that guy sits there all night.
Oh.
You told him to get the fuck out of here. He's like, get the fuck out of here. I'm here every goddamn night. What are you talking about?
He's working there.
Like, when I left abruptly, he certainly didn't, like, you know, like, gather himself and follow me out.
Mm-mm.
So that must be, like, his thing. And, I mean, I wonder sure how many people, you know, help him out.
Yeah. Did you notice a puddle around
him? And, boy,
him?
I would really feel bad about being his taxi cab driver on the way home.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Sir, what happened? Well, I had 37 guys piss on me. Wow, for real?
Wow. Well, yeah, it was a great night.
It's a great night. Usually it's only get eight.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's my story. Oh, God. That's my story.
Would you go to another sex club?
I don't know that I would.
Too much?
Yeah, it's like...
You don't want to be grandpa?
First of all, I've not seen a donkey bar. And I'm not into bestiality, so like...
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? I'm not into, you know, I'm not into people having sex with animals. Like, that doesn't do it for me.
All right.
There's a lot of other things that do it for me, but that's not one of mine.
Okay.
So would you go to a sex club?
I'd go and, like, walk around, trying to get pissed on, like what we did. Yeah.
You watch out for landmines.
And you know what, Anna?
I've been to a ping pong show. I liked it very much.
Yeah, yeah. Had I not gone to one... in New York back in the day that probably showed me about everything that these clubs consist of, and I still had not done that in life, I probably would go to one, but I kind of know what to expect now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I probably wouldn't go to one now necessarily because, you know, I'm not going to whip out my wiener and start, you know, publicly partying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that. I don't think any of us would probably do that.
Mm-mm. No.
I mean, not that I just, you know. Now, if it was a sex club and it was all women, and then you could maybe hook up with a woman there, maybe. I might do that. That might be the most craziest thing I would do. Lummy, would you go to a sex club?
Yeah, I'd go. Kind of like you said. It would be nice if it was all women.
Yeah, you please, Grandpa.
Oh, it's not all women.
Every other week.
Yeah, let me just like, yeah, I mean, the opening scene.
It's called Tuesday
at my place. Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, this child, this guy that was screwing a dog in Clearwater. A child was one of the several people who saw this guy having sex with a golden doodle while he was taking it for a walk.
Mommy.
According to the arrest affidavit, the officers were called in around 4:30. To the apartment complex on 2600 North McMullen Booth Road. Officers said the man ran away when he was confronted at the apartment and fled into the Northwood Presbyterian Church.
That's on 580?
Yeah, is even closer to where you...
I would love to hear this statement from
that kid. I know that whole neighborhood.
Yeah, like in the back of your fucking hand.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Blindfolded.
Yeah.
Like, this is your cut.
Yeah.
This is like your Rosemont Street. The man allegedly knocked over a nativity scene display
and
broke a pot of plants. Damage estimated to be $400 on that. Officers then went into a nearby neighborhood and the guy destroyed mailboxes and tried to steal a car. Chad Mason, age 36, is currently in the Pinellas County Jail. According to jail records, he was charged with sexually and activity involving an animal, two counts of lewd and lascivious, two counts of exposure of sexual organs, criminal mischief, and criminal mischief to a place of worship.
Damn.
Because he was fucking a golden doodle.
In a church.
Now, before I let you go, I think we're all kind of this belief, and that is, I'm not into bestiality at all, let me denote that, but say that, like, if you're a guy and you're giving it to a golden doodle, a female.
It was a male golden doodle.
Yeah.
I went on Law and Crime.
This is not cool.
Not cool. Yeah. I was on board until you told me that.
No, I was not on board of any of it. I was not on board of any of it.
I thought it was cool. I didn't know it was a boy. Not cool.
No. So, I was thinking in the whole bestiality world, the less crime, first of all, it's all bad. But I don't necessarily know.
Dark Majesty if said it's, I'm still on board.
What did he say?
He said, I'm still on board.
Dark Matt Steve is probably partying right now as we speak on this whole story.
Yeah.
It started with the grandpa on the sawhorse.
I'm so glad I saw that.
But what I'm saying is this, like, okay, a man that penetrates a female dog, that female dog does not want that. Female dog.
Is that what the dog told you?
No, it's just not natural.
I gotcha.
It's not cool.
But a male dog, like if you were a girl and a male dog tried to come up and hump you, that's not as bad because that dog wants it. That dog instinctually wants that. He's the aggressor.
Right.
Whereas, man, the other way around. Now, I didn't even know that that makes this even worse. This Clearwater guy was having
or
sex with
the Orlando guy. Come on.
Yeah. Don't put
filthy
on that.
Orlando man.
The good thing is that there were so many witnesses. One of the witnesses went up and stopped him. That had to be awkward.
Sir, please stop fucking that dog on baby Jesus. Sir!
And you're Jewish, and you're offended, and you don't even believe in Jesus,
exactly.
Do you?
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Jewish, and I don't believe in Jesus, but don't fuck on him.
I've had to vote at that church before. It's a polling place.
Can't fuck on baby Jesus.
On the precinct.
Fucking on the precinct.
On the precinct. Bob's fucking a dog.
All right, I think we've had enough. I guarantee you this will be not monetized.
It's a good breed, though.
Funny.
Good breed.
Flapping Gaps tomorrow.
Yep.
High noon. I'm excited about that.
Ooh, I like high noons.
You going to go do your food review?
I'm going to do my sandwich review, and I might try to get a bike ride in.
Awesome.
Other than that, I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate ya.
Be looking on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's at The Bubba Army. Because if I do go live, it will be there. Also, my food review will be there today at 5 o'clock. I'm analyzing the new Sonic bacon.
The butter bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, there you go. That'll be up today at 5.